Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The Huffington Post has an article out. This is the question that they put out. They posted in their article just yesterday. Is it time to change our views of adultery in marriage?
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's just progressive. It's just not stopping, is it? And they talk about it. And they even have one particular couple has a book out, says, you know, that the good news about marriage, and they're saying that the 50% of marriages end in divorce is not true. But what they're not taking into context of it, fewer people are getting married.
Right.
I mean, your sample gets smaller. Obviously, it's like, yes, you know, it's 50%. Well, how many people are there? There's two. That means the other one did and the other one didn't. So the sample's getting smaller.
Well, previously we spoke on the program about the movie that just came out, Irreplaceable, about the family union and how powerful it is.
So we've already talked about Irreplaceable and shown that the...
We haven't shown it, though. We talked about it.
We definitely need to share it. But we talked about how marriages, they're issuing temporary marriage licenses in Mexico for them to try it out.
Yes, to try it out. Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, but the whole thing is it's just leaving, you know, God's original intent. You know, it's for the man to leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife and wife to the husband, and then they become one. Sad thing about it, what the culture has developed is they spend their entire marriage trying to figure out which one they're going to become.
Right.
And the truth is that we're supposed to become like Christ. You know, the man shouldn't become like the woman, and the woman shouldn't become like the man. They should rejoice in how God's created them and become more like the Lord. I'm talking about the church in the context of that. But what the statistics that you'll see is, do you have that trailer available?
I do.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, hey, this is what they're saying in the Huffington Post, and this is the statistic. The statistics say this, that you remember the '60s. You heard me talk about the '60s before in regard to all the things that was loosed in the culture. You had the end of the '50s. You had Sanger with the birth control pill coming into the '60s. The '60s, we had, they called it the sexual, you know, freedom, which was really sexual bondage, you know, spiritually and actually ended up physically in some cases. And then because of the birth control pill didn't keep people from totally getting pregnant. So then they pushed for, okay, that doesn't stop children. What else will stop children? Let's just kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had Roe versus Wade that came out, you know, but they pushed really hard for it, and they marched in the '60s, and just they called it, you know, rights, that the people who actually bears the child has the right for the child's destiny, not anybody else, which would be the mother of the child, has the right to abort the child, is what some were saying, and some weren't. And Phyllis Schaffner, I forget her name, but we have her down the whole segment. Hopefully it's a related segment. You can hear all that. But so here we are today. And when I looked at some of these charts with the family and with marriage, it shows the graph of, you know, in 1850s all the way up to the present day of marriage. And the graph has dropped back down to where the population has increased now. Understand, somebody says, well, at least we're still there. Well, no, if more people, we've got, you know, 6 point something billion people on the face of the earth. I mean, we've doubled in population more than likely. But we're back. The marriage level, based on this particular statistic, and we'll make it available to you in this chart, shows the graph back in the '60s. So where we are now in regards to marriage is right when marriage in the family was under assault.
Wow.
Everything about men and fathers and mothers and parents and family, it was just the enemy just launched everything against that in the late '50s, all the '60s, and the early '70s. And now, after all this journey, because the chart still kept going up, people still got married, but now it's come back down and it's still decreasing, that now we're level with the '60s, right when it was under attack. Now, if we don't stop, we're going to drop back down to the 1850s, because they're asking, Huffington Post is not a source we quite often, you know, use, but Huffington Post is writing an article, said, you know, that it's kind of like passe, you know, this marriage and, you know, adultery, you know, it's really not good for somebody to cheat on you. I mean, nobody likes that, but really, you know, and the title of their article, is it time to change our views on adultery and marriage? And that's what's happening is, you know, God says one thing, and you'll find people start entertaining ideas like, did God really say that's about adultery? Did he really say don't eat from this tree? does he really just not want you to have multiple sexual partners for the rest of your life? I mean, is he trying to hold you in this thing that you're not happy with anymore? Or, you know, he just starts, that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. Satan began to say, did God really say that?
Right.
And next thing you know, because they got involved in that conversation, the answer we got to say, even if we're in violation of it, we got to say, that's exactly what he said. And by God's grace, I'm on a journey back to
that. That's right.
But I can't change what God said. And focus on the family. You hear us continually with ACLJ and focus on the family. That these are two primary, you know, fight for the constitutional right of the church and the family. Dr. Dobson just poured his life out for the families, and he was launched in the 60s and the 50s during all that, 60s and 70s during that time, in the 80s. And you hear focus on the family. That comes from this burden. And so now there is a movie out that we've talked about before, but now the trailer is out. It's being released. If you're listening on the radio now, it's being released on May the 6th. So find in a limited release. Yeah. So you got to find it in your area.
That's today.
And go to it. And go to it because today, if you're listening, in the context of that, so that you want to be able to go and see this and support it, because they're asking the question. As a matter of fact, I want you to see this trailer. Listen up. Watch this. You can see it on CTN.
More questions. How important is your family to you?
Very important.
Can you tell me why?
If you didn't have a family, you would die because you need love to live.
As I contemplate the world around me, I'm perplexed. I've always believed in traditional family. Man and woman marry, they have and raise children. They remain committed for a lifetime. But every day in the media, the life choices of my neighbors, even in public policy, I seem to be told that I've got it wrong.
The biggest change that's taken place in education over the last generation actually has nothing to do with schools, but everything to do with what's happened to the family in the last generation. Dad is just not there on a regular basis. Out of wedlock childbirths have gone through the roof. We're at about 40% right now of all births are out of wedlock.
24 million children in America have no biological fathers in their home.
Was divorcing after many years of marriage.
Is it time, Danielle, to acknowledge the end of traditional marriage and embrace some new ideas about romance and family?
It's time for me to really get into my life. Think about me as an individual, not as a marital partnership. Why should people be in relationships that they're stuck in?
Thing I do till death do us part. Couples in Mexico City who want to get married, but not forever, may be able to soon get a temporary marriage license.
You're buying a car or a lease with an option to buy.
So I have to ask the question, does culture have it right? Or is there something better?
But when you finally get past that and you say, no matter what, I'm committed to you, I want to give more, I want to serve more, then that sets a tone that betters the world.
Is there a way to do family that really works? What can we learn from history, ancient tradition, modern psychology, from religion, from other cultures?
But marriage is not a contract. It is a vow. A vow is a very different thing. It's where you dedicate your life to another person. And there aren't any terms. You know, it's not a promise to do some specific thing, but a gift of the person.
Might that solution provide a pathway to healing broken hearts, reducing poverty, combating violence and injustice? What if that solution also points to the ultimate question of our need to belong, to be loved, to be part of something enormous and greater than ourselves? Join me on a journey of discovery as we literally search the world for answers.
Amazing. I'm telling you, this is time to focus on. Don't give up on the family. Don't redefine the family. Don't go with these conversations like the Huffington Post is talking about and over again. And if you haven't read the book that Dr. Dobson wrote about fathers, this can't even tell you the name of it, but it's going to be a related article to this you can find on the VFN Torch. But it was amazing how it ends up. The ultimate thing is that the children devour the parents. I mean, basically, they just, you know, through, what is it called when you end somebody's life?
Euthanize?
Yeah, euthanization of parents. It's like, you know, you've lived your life, You know, you're sucking up resources. And this book is just so powerful because it is exactly what's going on. And if anybody can tell the future of family, Dr. Dobson would be able to do it. And if we don't turn, and in this book, it talks about, you got to get it, about how the paradigm, there's not going to be assisted living facilities and nursing homes and all that. This paradigm with this new medical and all that kind of stuff, they're going to say, listen, you're just sucking up my future. Mm. I can have everything that you have now if you just go ahead and die. So just do us a favor and go ahead and take the injection that this particular congressman, this is a book, that it talks about the dilemma of politics, and they really voted for this particular pharmacy company because they were actually producing the drug that allowed their children to euthanize their parents. And so they went into what was looked like a nursing home, but actually was a small office where she had to sign the right to die.
Wow.
Listen, the family will not die unless we let it die. Understand, it's time for the family of God to rise up. Until the church gets family right, the world's not going to get it right. It's time for us to be the family of God, sons and daughters of God, Father God, elder brother Jesus Christ, the firstborn from amongst the dead, so that many sons could be born into the kingdom of God. It's time for us to rise up and be the family of God. It truly is irreplaceable in the kingdom of God and in society. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.